Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, you're listening to Vectis Radio on Tuesday afternoon, and yes, we've got another guest in, haven't we?
We have the lovely Jan Gibson, who is our Tesco Community Champion.
Good afternoon, Jan.
Afternoon, both.
How are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Pretty so, what are you up to now? You've got loads... Well, I'll just put people in the picture. You are the Tesco Community Champion. You organise loads of stuff for the local community, which is basically what it says on the end. You helped us organise a book sale,
yes,
which was hugely successful.
It was.
I think Ian Max fed up with seeing sight of books because we had the studio was absolutely awash.
We couldn't move for
couldn't
books.
Move in here
it
for
was.
Books.
Which was wonderful. Yeah.
Which was a wonderful response, and they all raised us quite a lot of money. We won't go into exactly how much, but you do all that kind of thing all the time, don't you?
We do, and I counted it up before I came out this morning, and we've just hit £18,000.
Wow.
Yes.
So what, from book sales or
yeah,
all told?
Yeah, so from book sales. So we started up 2 years ago, mm-hmm, just to raise some money for...
Oh, well done you.
Just to raise some money for the local charities. And we're hoping by October this year, it's 2 year anniversary, to maybe reach about £22,000.
Brilliant.
So that goes out weekly or fortnightly to all the different charities involved.
Okay, oh, that's good.
Yep.
Excellent stuff.
How brilliant is that?
That's just wonderful.
So you've got another project coming up here, something to do with cereal boxes.
Yeah, we have. We have a breakfast cereal project coming up at the end of July. We would like people to be aware of this, so once it's up and running, maybe you'd be kind enough to contribute a box of cereal. This is intended to feed all the children in the low-grade schools to ensure that each child gets breakfast every morning.
Fabulous. Oh, okay. Idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have four drop-off points, one at the King Lud in Ryde Library, Cats Protection and Hover Travel, and they will be set up by the end of this month. So if you're around and about and you fancy contributing, we'd be more than grateful to take them on board.
Okay.
And then these will be distributed out to all of the local Ryde schools.
Is that junior school, senior school?
All schools
all
involved,
the schools.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got about six or seven currently on the
right.
books. And if it does take off, because obviously we're just trialling it at the moment, but if it does take off, I've obviously got to speak to our other express store managers, but we're hoping that we can actually extend it from there.
Yeah.
Okay. But obviously, being a trial at the moment, we don't want to say we can promise something if
we
can't.
So
we're going to see how it goes.
Do you know how many children might be involved? Initially?
Some of the schools, I'd say about half. So we could be looking at a couple of hundred.
Yes.
Yeah, there's quite a lot, actually.
It's a lot, isn't it?
And with universal credit, the guidelines being changed on that,
it's not
making it easy. So we just want to ensure that every child is given something to it. We're not actually going to be distributing it to the schools until September.
Right.
Okay.
So we want to make sure we've got a backlog. But I would just like to say thanks to the King Lud, because they've offered us £100, and their brewery has actually just bought us 180 boxes of cereal.
Oh, how lovely is that?
A small plug for them.
Yeah.
So we should have mega boxes by September, then we can start distributing them.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is, for the parents obviously in need, we will distribute boxes to them in the holidays as well.
What a great idea.
I mean, I've been to a number of schools for other reasons, and many of them have breakfast clubs of one sort or another, which I'm not going to get into the argument as to whether they should be or shouldn't be there, but the fact they are there and the fact that you're thinking of supporting them or trying to support them is just wonderful.
I took some of the primary schools over to the mainland as well. There's a place over there called Fair Share, which is equivalent to our food bank here.
Right.
So we're actually looking at trying to get food over from the mainland for them as well. But we've just got to find a way of getting that over.
So you're starting with cereal. Will you expand it to, like, bread for toast? Or?
Aspire are helping out in Ryde. Mm. They're going to be providing bread.
Good.
So it'll be bread and cereals. But cereals are something that children can eat all day.
Yes, yes.
Yes, they can. That's
so, you know, that's going to be quite handy for them if they do get hungry. So
we've
had about, most schools have said about six boxes a week. So it's not an awful lot.
No.
But
these are the full-size boxes.
Yeah, hopefully. But, you know, just hopefully that we'll get the local community involved in this.
Great.
Excellent
great
stuff.
Idea. Yeah.
That's a great idea. And, you know, I'm glad that a company the size of Tesco is getting behind that. And doing the right thing.
Absolutely, we are. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
As you say, it is only a pilot. You're trying it out to see what happens.
Yes.
And then you can look at the feasibility of rolling it out further or not, depending on what comes of it, which is fair enough.
Yeah, I think so. And it would be because we've got Ventnor, Lake and Wootton. So we've got three other express stores in the area, obviously on the island.
Yeah.
I've got to speak to them, obviously, but I'm sure they'd all be more than happy to come on board at some stage.
Yeah, sure they would. You listen to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 for Tuesday afternoon. We've still got Jan Gibson here, the Tesco Community Champion for the Isle of Wight, who is...
Absolutely brilliant.
And is in... I think there's more than one of her, because she seems to be in about eight places at once.
I think she cuts herself into little bits, then she joins herself together again.
You've organised quite a few things for us, but we've got an event coming up later in the year. Well, hopefully you've got an event coming up later.
Yeah, we have. On the 6th of September in the... back car park at Tesco, so we're calling it Party in the Car Park.
Oh, nice.
I've pulled eight of our charities together to run an event for children. So it's going to be totally focused on school children, running from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening with all sorts of wonderful events going on. And you guys will obviously be there.
We'll be there.
So it's a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, Friday the 6th. So obviously you can all find out more about it on the evening. But we'll have games, hog roast. We've got the WI coming along to run one of their marvellous tea tents.
Well, if they can't make tea, who else can?
There'll be cake then.
There will be cake, Kelvin.
You won't have any shortage of Vectis Radio presenters of this cake.
No, so there'll be lots of different charities there. Well, lots, eight, but all bringing along something to the party.
Yeah.
That's for you all to come along and see what. And we're just hoping it'd be really successful. So all the money made there will go out to all of the eight charities that are involved.
Well, that's
so
good.
A really good success story,
we
hopefully.
We shall be there.
Yes, indeed. So shall I.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so, because you're organising it.
Yeah, it's our car park, isn't it?
Who else are we going to go to? What are we doing with this? Where's that going to go? I know that car park because it used to be open to the public, that car park. It's not now.
No, it's open on a Sunday for our car boot sale, but it's just closed the rest of the week. So I thought it would be really good to hold something in there.
I think people used to, when it was open generally, people used to do all kinds of wheelies and things. It used to drive around at high speed.
That could be true.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because you'd go there. I used to sometimes park there when I was having lunch. I'd buy some sandwiches or something at Tesco. There are other sandwich places available, but I bought them at Tesco and then I thought, I won't park in the main car park because it takes up the space for someone who's actually shopping.
Right.
Although it's a huge car park, so it's very unlikely that I cause that much trouble. So I'd park down there and you go down and think, where are all these tyre marks from?
Yeah.
I think people were doing handbrake turns and things down there. So I think for safety reasons, they probably just put it up.
It's been chained as long as I've been there. So I think it's fairly safe in there.
So what was the date of that again? The
6th of September.
And it's an afternoon into evening.
4 till 8.
Right. Yep. And so we've got us being there. We'll do a bit of something. We'll do a bit of broadcasting from there.
You will. And we've got several other charities there. So who, as I said, are all going to be fun and games to the party. So hopefully there'll be something for everybody.
That's
excellent
good.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
So looking forward to it.
Now, what I can say, Jan, is that you're open to be approached by any island community thing to see if Tesco can help. And it could be as simple as, or can you provide us with some pens and paper?
Yes, of
course. Or can you help us out with some fundraising? It's all sorts
of things. Yeah, we're working with 74 charities at the moment on the island, or I've visited around 80. So they come back to me on a frequent basis, and we're there to support anyone. We do all sorts of things in store to raise money for them, and do charity weekends in store, awareness tables, and of course the bookstore. So if anyone wants to contact us, we'd be more than happy to make you our 75th.
Okay.
Yep. Excellent stuff. And when you're going to Tesco, just don't think of it as a big money-making corporation. They do a lot of community work.
They do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I've got the backing of all my colleagues at work. It's just fantastic. We've got various projects, none of which I'll go into now to bore you, but we've got several big projects on the go at the moment. And it's just amazing.
That's
we are
good.
Beginning to make a difference in the community, so we're really pleased about
that. And
it's
nice to have they are a big company. It's nice to have the resources of that big company
behind
you.
It is. And it's just the most amazing and satisfying and frustrating job all in one.
Yes, I'm sure
but
it is.
We are beginning to make a change, and that's just so satisfying for me.
And so, would the best way of getting in touch with them actually go up to the ride store and say,
people come to customer services. They won't catch me in very often.
No, because you're always out and about.
Because I'm always out and about. But if you wanted to ring into Vectis Radio, I'm sure that Maggie or Kelvin will get hold of me.
We will absolutely pass your details. I'll pass their details on to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can contact them back and get
that. Yeah, we're happy to help anybody.
Drop me an email, drop me a personal one, eatkelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm, I will pass on Jan's details.
That'd be great, thank you both very much.
I'll pass your details on to Jan.
Yes.
Let's do it that way round.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Otherwise you'll get lots of random people ringing up for no good reason.
Yeah, no, that would be great. That's really, really kind of you to do that.
We don't want random people, do
No,
we?
But anybody out there needs any help with their charity or community group, please give us a ring.
And do go up there, because not only is it something you do, but physically in the store, you often have a book sale up there.
Every week.
And there's also the Bags of Help token thing going on.
Yeah, there is. That's actually on hold at the moment because we've had an awful lot of people on the island applying. So we're actually trying to keep up with the requests that we've currently had.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
But
I was driving at is you can go and have a look and physically help by putting your tokens in the slot.
Yes,
if you want to.
Yeah, you can certainly do that. And if anyone wants to just come along and see what we do, we've got a community board up there and a community table as well. So that supports all our charities with their brochures and information. So if you just want to pop up and have a look round, please feel free to do so.
Mm, ask for Jan Gibson. They'll say, no, she's out working hard somewhere else. Or leave her a message or just drop me an email.
Yeah,
pass on the
never
details.
Heard of her.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Thanks. Right. And thanks for having me.
And you can, if you're into any of the smaller Tesco stores as well, they've got those Bags of Help boxes in there too. And if the person behind the counter doesn't offer you a token, ask for it. They don't mind.
No.
They're so busy sometimes, they just don't remember.
Yeah, no, they don't.
And if you go to the self-service one, you have to self-serve yourself with your blue token. It's in a little box.
Yeah,
you can't
miss it. Top of the checkouts. Yeah.
So do that and help out a local charity.
Yeah, please do
that. Yep. Thanks very much for coming in,
Jan. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be... We're at a meeting next week to sort out the details of this thing in September.
Yeah.
At the Cats Protection League, you're not coming, he says, Paul. Because you're coming with all the
Calvin.
Cats.
She'll walk away with
she'll
them.
Away. There'll be no cats left up there.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.